You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And what a beautiful weekend it is. We are broadcasting from high atop Madison Square Garden. And I almost pressed the IMUS button a few minutes ago. But okay, we've got no technical abnormalities here today. So we've got a great show planned for you. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon and the host of What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about your wrinkles. We're going to talk about, maybe some splotchy pigmentation, maybe some fat around the hips. How about sagging eyelids? What an issue that really is. It actually consumes many people. How about sagging eyebrows? That kind of goes along with eyelids. We're going to talk about all those things, and you can become part of the show by giving us a call, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. And tonight, in this beautiful spring weekend, we're going to be giving away bottles of Nighttime. Nighttime is your one-stop shopping for skincare. It is, it's my concoction. You know, I came up with this. Actually, the predecessor was Night Skin. Remember that one? But now it's Nighttime, and Nighttime has all the things you need to make your skin look as good as possible. And I've left out the things you don't need. Fraudulent things. How's that? The things that can't possibly work. And there's so much out there. When you go to the stores and you see skin creams that maybe have these peptides in them, these things that can't possibly get through your skin, or maybe they have good ingredients but not enough of them, or how about good ingredients that they put on the wrong time of the day? You know, there are the two best ingredients, I think, for the skin are vitamin C and vitamin A. I've been talking about this for a long time. And, you know, science shows that they are the best ingredients. But both of those are light-sensitive chemicals. And they're chemicals. You know, they're vitamins, yes, but they're chemicals. And that should not have a bad meaning to you because we are surrounded by chemicals. Our body's made up of chemicals. So vitamin A and vitamin C are deactivated by light very, very quickly. And you can prove this to yourself. Here's what you do. You take some orange juice. You get those the glass containers of orange juice. Get two of them. And one of them stays in your refrigerator all day. This has to be a new one. The other one put out on in your window. How's that? Or on your patio or on your terrace. And hopefully we'll have a nice day where there's a sun. Rarely in New York, but we're getting there. At the end of the day, after 6-8 hours, you'll notice that the orange juice that was outside will be deeper in color. It'll be more orange and a little bit brown if you leave it long enough. And that's because the vitamin C oxidizes and it becomes useless to you. So a lot of companies don't realize that. Or if they do, they put a different form of vitamin C that does not turn brown. But then again, it doesn't work in your body. I've read the literature for you and come up with a great substance called Nighttime. And we're giving bottles away today to callers, 800-848-9222. All right, this is a very important weekend for plastic surgeons, by the way. This is the annual meeting of the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. And I'm happy to tell you it's in New York last year. I broadcasted from the Los Angeles meeting last year. Actually, it was San Diego last year. This year, it's in New York. So the wonderful thing is it's only maybe about 7 blocks from the studio. So I walked from the Javits Center, where I was at the meeting all day, over to the studio. And that's kind of handy. I love these meetings. As a plastic surgeon, I go to a lot of educational meetings, as we all should. If your doctor doesn't go to educational meetings, I would worry just a little bit, because particularly in a field like plastic surgery, it is changing so rapidly. I've been going to these plastic surgery meetings. I guess my first one was 1981. Oh, my goodness. That's a long time ago already. And I can tell you that as I've gone to these meetings and seen, I've seen the new technology come and the new technology go. I have seen dozens and dozens of machines and treatments and things of that nature that were characterized by the words, this is the next big thing in plastic surgery. So it's kind of funny, because the next big thing in plastic surgery sometimes is a big thing and often is a bust. And 3 or 4 years later, those companies and those technologies aren't even at the meetings. So it is interesting. So one of the things I am very attuned to when I go to these meetings is when either a presenter at the meeting or a commercial company that is exhibiting a product or medication, or usually it's devices in my field, when they say those magic words to me, oh, Dr. Perry, this is the next big thing in plastic surgery, you know, I have to say, you know, I've got a little bit of gray hair, I've been around the block a bit, and I can tell you the number of treatments and procedures and lasers and you can't imagine that have come and gone over the years, just innumerable. So we have to be very careful. We have to take the new technology and the new treatments with a grain of salt. That doesn't mean we don't adopt new treatments. Of course we do. We have to progress. And if you think back in the 80s, when I was a resident at the University of Chicago, what did we have for facial rejuvenation? We had the deep chemical peel, which was actually created by my mentors, Drs. Baker and Gordon in Miami. We had facelifts, we had eyelid lifts, and we had brow lifts. And we had brow lifts that we did by making an incision from one ear to the other ear through the scalp. And then we kind of, oh, you ready for this? If you're eating, Jennifer's looking at me like, I don't know if I should be eating when he's telling this story. But we peeled down the forehead, and we exposed the muscles. We removed a little bit of extra skin, and then hiked everything back up, sewed things back together, and that was our brow lift of 1987. Well, things have changed, and it is very interesting. I attended a symposium this afternoon on the new brow lift techniques and upper eyelid techniques, and it is very, very interesting. A lot of the plastic surgeons that did speak at the annual meeting of the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons are some are old timers and some are new guys on the block. And it is very interesting to see the number of techniques that are still out there that have been used 30 years ago that are still in use, like that brow lift that I just mentioned to you. So how do I do a brow lift, and when do we need a brow lift? Well, when you look at your face, and hopefully you're not driving when you do this, so look at your face in the mirror, and you look at the position of your eyebrows. Now, it's kind of difficult to assess the true position of your eyebrows because they change. You lift up your brows, you wrinkle your forehead, and that's how you get those horizontal wrinkles of your forehead, by the way, and we go ahead and Botox those wrinkles. That's one of the newer therapies, right? It's not so new. I've been doing it since 1997. 21 years of Botox, but we Botox that muscle. And if you are holding up your brows because they're really in a low position, but we don't know that, you're holding them up, when you get Botoxed, your brows can descend. And then you come to me and say, well, wait a minute now, I have all this extra skin on my upper eyelids. And that's the trade-off of doing Botox. If you do have upper eyelid skin in excess, then we might be lowering your brows, and you might not like that appearance. So your choice then is either don't do the Botox, or you could have an upper eyelid lift, a blepharoplasty. And some people are okay with that, and some people aren't. There is an alternative now, and that's called Ulthera. That's high-energy focused ultrasound. That is one of the new techniques, not so new anymore. It's about 8 years old. And it seems to be holding the through the test of time now. Althera is here, and people are still using it and still getting good results, and its uses are expanding. So when we talk about the upper eyebrows, we want to first look at the position of your eyebrows. And as a woman, your brows should be at or just above the bony rim. So when you feel your bony rim, your brow should be above that bony rim or just at it. And the outside of your brow, we call that the lateral brow, but it's the part of the brow that's closest to your ear should be a little higher than the part of your brow closest to your nose. So we want to see a nice gentle arc of the brow. If you have low eyebrows, definitely we might consider doing something to the brows, a surgical procedure called a brow lift, or something called Althera. That's the high-energy focused ultrasound. So back in the old days, way back in the 80s, but persisting to even now, we do these procedures called bicoronal brow lifts. Wow, kind of a big fancy word. But that's where we make that incision from ear to ear. Most people don't like those because it leaves a scar in the scalp, and you're very self-conscious about that. You should be, because if you go swimming, then the hair tends to part right at your scar, whether it's a facelift scar or a brow scar, and you see that. Also, you get a little tingling sensation in your scalp afterwards, and a lot of people don't like that. So that procedure kind of went away for the most part. It went away, but when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more about these procedures. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skincare really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Spring cleaning.
Don't you love it?
Spring cleaning.
You're full of energy and life.
But even so, you don't want to tackle that yard alone.
It's overwhelming.
Oh, man.
Your yard is full of stuff.
And stuff is just another name for junk.
That's right. You've got a yard full of junk.
Don't feel bad. Everyone's got a yard full of junk.
Rusty swing sets and barbecue grills and piles of leaves and limbs and grass and rocks and dead shrubs and plastic swimming pools and...
Now get out your pointing finger.
Use it to dial the phone.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And then just point to whatever you wish would disappear.
We'll make that wish come true.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Your yard will look fabulous.
It will feel like a brand new home.
Give us a call.
And we'll come over and give you a price.
Soon you'll be saying goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
No need to take off work.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new InstaLift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about you. It's the show about Yes, wrinkles and your appearance. It's also the show about good health, because my patients and my listeners, you don't just care about your appearance. I mean, if you're falling apart medically, well, it doesn't matter what you look like. So you really do have to take care of yourself. So with that in mind, I have a very special guest tonight. I've got Dr. David Fine on the line. Now, Dr. Fine is the founder and he's the medical director of the Princeton Longevity Center. Now, this was a groundbreaking center because I believe it was one of the very first centers in the United States to really focus on an intense look at your health. And I'm going to let Dr. Fine actually talk about what he does in his center. So, Dr. Fine, are you on the line?
Good evening. How are you?
Well, thanks so much for taking time on your Saturday evening to talk to our listeners from Maine to Virginia. And full disclosure, I actually went to your center probably about 10 years ago. I found it to be I went there as a patient, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was quite wonderful. So, Dr. Fine, tell us. You know, I don't like to call people pioneers because I think that's such an overused term, particularly in medicine. But you really have broken ground that many have followed since then. But you had a different idea about medical care. Tell us about it.
Well, appreciate you saying that. Basically, our idea is that we wanted to take personalized medicine to a new level and bring it into prevention. The idea is to be able to look ahead to where your health is going to be 10, 15, 20 years from now and give you the tools to try to make the most of that future, to try to anticipate what are going to be the problems you're going to run into and how you can reduce those risks. I mean, basically, look, you excel at keeping people young on the outside. Our center, we're dedicated to trying to keep you as young as possible on the inside.
All right, so now let's take a typical 50-year-old woman, let's say, which is my average patient. And, you know, she goes to her doctor, maybe her family doctor or her internist. He spends 8 to 12 minutes with her every, once a year maybe for a physical. How does your approach differ from that? How can you look at someone and make an impact on their health differently than that, unfortunately, the all-too-common medical care that's occurring in the United States now?
Well, let's start with the fact that we don't spend 10, 15 minutes with you. You spend the whole day with us. And so we start off with a battery of different diagnostic tests, everything from looking at where you are in terms of your genetic risks to how your arteries are doing to where you are nutritionally, fitness-wise. You meet with dietitians, exercise physiologists. You spend a couple of hours one-on-one time with MDs who are specialists in this. And the idea is that we want to put together a really personalized plan to tell you exactly what steps you need to take to try to keep your health as good as possible in the years to come.
And that is critically important. I think all too often we just go to the doctor when we have influenza or a cold or a urinary infection or something like that, and we don't address the big picture. We're addressing the small thing. So my guest this evening is Dr. David Fine. He is an internal medicine doctor. He's an internist, and he's also an expert in a very unusual specialty of cardiac CT. Tell us a little bit about that, calcium scoring, and how does that work?
Well, basically, using CT scanners, CAT scanners, we can take a look directly at your arteries. So instead of taking the approach of, well, let's look at where you're at with your cholesterol and your blood pressure and family history and those sorts of risk factors and trying to take a guess as to what's the probability that you're making plaque in your arteries, this gives us a way to, in about 10 seconds, painlessly, get a look directly at the inside of your arteries and see whether you have plaque or not. Think of it this way. Would you start taking a blood pressure pill because somebody told you you eat too much salt, but without actually checking your blood pressure? Well, that's what basically the ability to image your arteries is like the equivalent of the blood pressure cuff is to your blood pressure. We can actually look and see, do you have plaque or don't you? And then go back in the other direction and decide, do you need to be treated or do you not, and how to individualize that treatment.
Yeah, that's so important. So many people put themselves or get placed on medication that's unnecessary, or have procedures that are unnecessary, and the new procedures, things like calcium scoring, I think it's finally coming into its own. It's been around a while, but it really is getting now the respect of cardiologists. And I think I've had that procedure a few times. It's a little scary, I think. Whenever you have any procedure, you never know what the findings are going to be. Dr. David Fine, tell us now, where are your centers? I mean, we know you're in Princeton. It's the Princeton Longevity Center, but I think you're a few other places now too, aren't you?
That's right. We have another center up in Shelton, Connecticut, and also one outside of D.C. down in Fairfax, Virginia.
So now, if someone wants to make an appointment with you, what would they do?
Well, you can go to our website, PrincetonLongevityCenter.com, and there's a contact form. Be happy to have you fill that out, or just simply give the office a call. And we have some very knowledgeable care concierge people who will be happy to walk you through the process step by step and really answer questions.
All right. And, give us your phone number first, and then I want you to take me through a typical day for a, let's take a 50-year-old woman who says she's healthy. She sees her doctor for 8 to 10 minutes once a year. She has her mammograms. She has her pap smears. What would you do in a day? First, give us your phone number, and then tell us what you do in a day with her.
Sure. That's 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-800-0752. And basically, patients come in. The first thing we'll do is we do blood testing in-house, so we have all the results the same day. They go through the scans that we've been talking about, like calcium scoring, full body scan, which is an excellent tool for early cancer detection.
Is that with a CT or an MRI?
That's all done with CT.
Mm-hmm.
And then they meet with a physician, spend about an hour going over their history and any concerns or problems that they have, meet with exercise physiologists, do an in-depth fitness assessment, a stress test, get an in-depth exercise prescription. They meet with dietitians and go over their nutritional needs and then get some really specific nutritional advice and dietary advice based exactly on what their own test results are from that day. There's a number of other tests that we'll put people through, and then at the end of the day, they sit down again with the doctor and have another hour to sit down and ask any questions, get all of their results explained. It's really a great opportunity to get some peace of mind of finally being able to know exactly what you need to do, take control of your health, but also an opportunity to really have an extended conversation about any of the things that you're worried about.
So when you do the CT, is that with or without contrast?
Well, we do it both ways, actually. You can do it without IV contrast, without any dye, and that's what you were talking about with the calcium scoring, which is an excellent screening tool for determining whether or not you actually have plaque in your arteries. As another option, you can do what's called a CT angiography, which involves doing an injection of some IV dye. That then allows us to actually visualize the inside of the arteries with enough detail to actually measure how much of a blockage there might be to determine exactly the amount of plaque. That also allows us to come back in the future, measure that plaque again, and be able to tell if whatever you're doing in terms of the plan we've put you on with medications or diet or exercise or lifestyle changes, whether that plaque is continuing to progress or have you actually started to reverse the plaque.
Yeah, and that also is a fascinating topic, and I know that the cardiologists at the Cleveland Clinic have written several papers, many papers actually, on reversing coronary artery disease with high-dose statins, but you can't do it if you don't know whether you have it or not, right?
Exactly. You not only need to know where you're starting off, but we have a new program that we've recently introduced called CardioRescue. What we are able to do now is to measure exactly how much plaque you have in your arteries, and then with whatever treatment plan you're doing, be able to tell is it actually reversing your plaque or not. So I think the old days of simply take some Lipitor and hope for the best are really becoming passe. I think at this point we really need to be getting down to very individualized treatment plans based on what exactly is happening in your own arteries. Are we making this better, or is the disease continuing to progress and we need to figure out what's the next step in our treatment plan?
Yeah, this is an eye-opener for me, and I hope for my listeners. Dr. David Fine is the director, the medical director, the founder of the Princeton Longevity Center. You've heard about it for, I bet, how long have you been around now?
We're in about our 17th year now.
Wow. Wow, good. And expanding and doing wonderfully, and that's because you are a caring physician. I know that personally, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being there and for being on my show this evening. Thanks, Dr. Fine.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, have a great evening. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. There's more to the show. Now, tonight, we are talking about, well, we're talking about, yes, all your good health, but we're also talking about the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons. That's the meeting that's occurring about seven blocks from where I'm sitting right now at the Javits Center. All the plastic surgeons, not only in the United States, but from around the world are gathered because this is the premier meeting for aesthetic plastic surgeons. And those are plastic surgeons that take care of your cosmetic surgery and your appearance. A lot of people don't realize plastic surgeons do all sorts of other things like craniofacial surgery, hand surgery, reconstruction, all sorts of things, and things you wouldn't even believe. We take care of burn patients. But this is the segment of plastic surgeons, and it's what I do, that goes to the belongs to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons. So we're going to be talking more about the new things at the meeting. We're going to talk about microneedling. What on earth is microneedling? Boy, I'll tell you, this is a medieval type procedure, and it is one of the hot things in plastic surgery now. And we're going to talk about whether it does anything or not, because remember what I said a little while ago, there are so many of these new procedures that come and go. And, you know, we're going to analyze these for you. That's what this show is all about. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? The phone number, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Stay tuned. We've got more. Thanks so much, Dr. David Fine.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skin care really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference, so you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all three products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Hey, you with the Giants hat. You part of the condo, HOA, or apartment building owners crowd?
What do you mean?
You a board member? An apartment building owner? How about a property manager?
Why, yes, I am.
Have I got a deal for you? The best in Jersey.
Better than a Springsteen concert?
It's the Cooperator Expo. Coming to the Meadowlands Expo Center Wednesday, May 2nd.
What about it?
It's where Jersey board members, property managers, and apartment building owners go for building services solutions. You know, management, insurance, security, landscaping, energy, plumbing.
Wow.
You want to hook up with over 300 exhibitors, free seminars and advice? You want to network with your peers?
All of this for free?
Yep, May 2nd.
I'll be there.
Bet your building assets you will. Get registering now at njcondoexpo.com. New Jersey's biggest and best condo, HOA, and apartment expo. The Cooperator Expo. Wednesday, May 2nd at the Meadowlands Expo Center in Secaucus. njcondoexpo.com.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
WABC, New York.
Sunday nights at 10. Get ready to get ahead with Mind Your Business.
This is Yitzhak Saftless, host of Mind Your Business.
Listen to Mind Your Business on Sunday, May 6th at 10 p.m. as Yitzhak Saftless interviews David Schultz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. Yitzhak will ask Mr. Schultz about the 2018 retail industry and sharp tips for budding entrepreneurs in this exclusive interview. Visit MYBRadio.com to listen to past interviews. Mind Your Business every Sunday night at 10 p.m.
In case you haven't heard, New York cops are hosting meetings in local neighborhoods to find out what's it going to take to make us all feel safer. They want to know what we think, so why not tell them?
we hear more negative things about the police than positive things. So off the bat, once we, you know, cross path with a police officer, we automatically got our guards up. And that's the problem. That's the issue. I feel like neighborhood policing is a good idea only if the community can have like some type of dialogue with the police or communication where they cross path, it'll be like no issues, no problems, like we don't fear each other.
A meeting in every neighborhood. It's all about your safety, your neighborhood, your voice. Will you be there?
Let's have some type of communication. Like, let me tell you how I feel about you and you guys tell me the true definition of a police officer.
Go to buildtheblock.nyc to find your neighborhood meeting. Paid for by the New York City Police Foundation.
77 WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is the show about you. And thank you for listening to me and my guests for all these years. Yeah, we've been on, I guess we're approaching 13 years. Wow. It's a long time on the radio. I had very dark black hair when I started, you know. Now, I don't know. No, it's, you know, I suppose it's almost dark. No. Well, anyway, I want to thank Dr. David Fine. And I just got an email. Someone said, what is that number for the Princeton Longevity Center? So it's 888-800-0752. That's one of the numbers. Then there's 888, I guess it's 888. I'm looking at this, 888-8000-PLC. How's that? 888-8000-PLC. And if you do call, tell them you heard about the Princeton Longevity Center on WABC on the Dr. Arthur Perry Show. All right, what can we do for you, Joe? What's your wrinkle?
Hello, Dr. Perry. I have a grandson. He's 11 years old. And at 6 months old, he had coarction surgery, and his vocal cord was severed. So one of his vocal cord is severed, and there's a procedure called re-innervation where they could attach a nerve in the neck to the paralyzed vocal cord, which would not respond. It wouldn't move, but it will strengthen it, make it more, well, beef it up in so many words. And my question is, my daughter is dragging her feet about doing it. He needs it vocally, but she's concerned about the scar. The incision is about 5 centimeters, which I think is about 2 inches, imperial dimension. And the big question is, would you cooperate with a ENT who's doing the surgery to make the closure excellently done?
Sure. So that's a real good question. So, yeah, the question is when, and it comes up in many surgical procedures. It comes up in gynecologic procedures. It comes up in orthopedic procedures, general surgery procedures, where, you know, the focus of those doctors, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, the neurosurgeon, the orthopedic surgeon, those doctors, their focus is fixing the problem, fixing the, whether it's a structural problem or whatever it is surgically. That's their focus. And often, I have to be honest, I've been around the block a while, those surgeons, and not all of them, but they'll delegate the closure to maybe a resident or sometimes even a medical student. Sometimes they'll put in some staples, you know, one layer, and sometimes that's not the best thing. So I get asked all the time by patients' families and parents and the patient, you know, can I close the wound? And, you know, that becomes the answer is yes, the plastic surgeon can do it, but the ear, nose, and throat doctor in your case or the other doctors have to be cooperative. They can't have ego issues and say, hey, I can close this just as well as a plastic surgeon. You know, so they have to be cooperative. But the other issue, Joe, is just, most often, insurance will not pay for the plastic surgeon because the closure of the wound is considered part of the global surgical fee. So if you want a plastic surgeon to come in, I mean, the fact of life is that insurance is not going to pay for that. I really doubt it. So you'd wind up paying out of your pocket. You know, so there's a socioeconomic part of the answer there. So the answer is yes. And just for listeners, why would a plastic surgeon do a better job than an ear, nose, and throat doctor, an orthopedic surgeon, general surgeon, whatever? You know, we train all doctors to do closures very nicely. And in fact, when any of those surgical specialists go through their residency training, they rotate with plastic surgeons. So that's just a basic part of their education. But as I said earlier, if you're doing a if you're an orthopedic surgeon, you're doing a 6-hour procedure and patient has medical problems and things like that, you're not going to sit there and spend an hour making a wound as beautiful as possible. You want to get the person off the table. So that comes into play. But if it is something like in your situation, it's not unreasonable to get a plastic surgeon. And we use our techniques, closing the wound in more than one layer, sometimes rearranging the direction of the scar so that it's more favorable, using sometimes glue, sometimes very fine stitches. And we have all sorts of tricks up our sleeves. And so the answer, again, yes, it's reasonable. You have to, one, get the plastic surgeon to be on board, two, get the ear, nose, and throat doctor to be on board, and three, unfortunately, you know, it's just a fact of life, be willing to pay basically kind of like cosmetic surgery fees for the closure. Okay, Joe?
That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm willing to pay, and I'd be happy with that. As long as the surgeon, the ENT, is cooperative, I guess we're good to go.
Yep, very good. And best wishes to your grandson. You know, it's a battle, but sounds like he's doing very well. Thanks for calling, Joe.
Sure.
Okay, Sharon, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Dr. Perry, I've been listening to you for a long time, and the manner that comes across through the phone is enough to get me into your office. You know, you really sound like it would be great to come and talk to you.
Well, thanks, Mom.
It's true.
Yeah, that's very nice of you to say that.
True.
Thank you.
Okay, now the soap. Are you supposed to use a washcloth when you are using that soap to get the best result?
My Clean Time soap. I'm a big believer in washcloths.
Because, okay, me too.
Yeah, because, you know, the fact of life is you should exfoliate once a day.
Okay.
You know, there is a literature. In fact, one of my my partners, I have a partner with a skincare company. We'll talk about that in upcoming weeks. But he just sent me an email, and it was an article about making an argument for not washing your hair ever.
Well,
because the honest truth is humans were not meant to wash, right? You know,
we
sort of self-clean. You know, we have our skin that kind of flakes off, and we have our own oils and things. And, you know, there's actually a purpose to the oils, which are called sebum. They have antibacterial properties. They have antifungal properties. They repel insects. They attract mates. They're called pheromones, you know, a particular smell. But I can tell you, I just came up the WABC elevator, 17 floors. And if I did have someone in that elevator who didn't use soap because that person enjoyed her natural oils, I think I would probably be standing on the other side of the elevator. You know, so we live in a civilized society, and we follow some of the rules, hopefully all of the rules of our civilized society. So the answer is we use soap, we use shampoo, we keep ourselves clean. And as far as my soap, which is called Clean Time, it's a very non-irritating soap. It's got the correct pH. Have you used it, by the way?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
You know, it's the right pH.
I have a lot of it. I have a lot of it. I got a pile of it at one time.
Well, thank you. You know, and I actually consider it to be, I hate to say this, it's probably my best product. You know, I've made a lot of products over the years, but that one has 3 patents, and it is absolutely unique. There is no other soap like that. It's the right pH, which means your skin has a pH of 5.5, more like a lemon, less like baking soda, which is alkaline. And when you use most soaps, which are almost all alkaline, if you look at the soaps in the grocery store or in the pharmacy, wherever you buy soap, almost all of them are alkaline. So they're more like baking soda, less like lemon juice. And your skin should be acidic, more like lemon juice, just like your vagina should be acidic. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is bacteria and fungus have a harder time living in that environment. So when you use that soap, which I won't mention any names, but when you use almost all those soaps, it really screws up your pH of your skin. And for as long as 6 hours, bacteria and fungi grow. and they grow. And it actually contributes to a syndrome that I see in so many of my patients, a little bit until I can get to them, a little bit of redness of the skin, a little bit of swelling of the skin, a little bit of oiliness, visible pores, because the defense to injury that your skin has, one of the defenses is to just make oil. And of course, you get inflammation from the bacteria. So my soap has the correct pH. It doesn't have sulfates. Sulfates are irritants to the skin. It doesn't have preservatives. It doesn't have petrolatum, you know, these oil-based products and things like that. I've tried to make a perfect soap. I think I have achieved it. So I'm real happy with that. But I do like you to exfoliate once a day.
Okay. Ideally, I would think it would be the best in the world. You know those little foaming cloths, like Olay makes them and Dove used to make a great one. But if you made one, a little foaming cloth that you just put water on it and it foams up with your soap in it, boy, that would be excellent.
Well, we will be having some new things coming out. In fact, within one year, we're going to have some new products. I don't know if it's going to be that one. But I actually will. I'll spill the beans. We are going to have a liquid soap. So a lot of you have been asking for that. So we are going to have that and many other things. I've been promising my old sunscreen. Remember, I used to have something called Natural Block. Well, it's going to be back. And won't be ready for this summer, but I'll have it for next year. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking more about those things very soon. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. There's more to the show. Stay tuned.
Ladies, are you seeing an older person in the mirror? You love your mother, but you might not want to look like her. She was older and you're not. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but for others, Botox, wrinkle fillers, Althera, or the new Instalift might be just what you need. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf facelifts. Let's spend an hour together in my 5th Avenue or Somerset, New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll alter your photographs to show you what you could look like after surgery. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
A paralegal is wanted in New York, New York, to assist attorneys in conducting legal research related to immigration law matters, including preparation of petitions and applications. Send resumes to Elinoff Grossman & Scholl, LLP, 1345 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10165. Attention, John Asadi. Again, please send resumes to Elinoff Grossman & Scholl, LLP, 1345 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10165. Attention, John Asadi.
77 WABC.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Listen carefully if you're interested in beautiful skin. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Good skin care really can improve your appearance. I know you've used many products over the years and haven't seen a difference. So you say, why should I try your products, Dr. Perry? Here's why. I combine scientifically proven ingredients into just a few products, and that keeps skincare very simple. A study showed my products reduced the appearance of wrinkles over 20% by 12 weeks. Protect your skin in the morning with daytime, nourish your skin in the evening with nighttime, and wash your face and even remove most makeup with my non-toxic Clean Time soap. WABC listeners, for 1 month only, I'm offering my basic skincare kit at half price. You'll get all 3 products for $55 plus shipping. Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WABC50 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
77 WABC.
What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And what is your wrinkle? You know, that intro that when we come back and it says you're listening to What's Your Wrinkle, and we have the Fox Mulder music there, the X-Files. That is my daughter, Meredith. And my daughter is the CEO of a company called U-Beam. And U-Beam, it's a California company. Unfortunately, she's out there. But if you're really interested in cutting edge technology, let me tell you about U-Beam. She is I'm biased. I love my daughter. She has spent the last, 6, 7, 8 years developing a technology which will power up your iPhone through sound. So she has these little things, these U-Beam transmitters, and they might be on the wall or on the ceiling, and you can have your iPhone charge up instead of running down. And she's got all these things. Go to her website, by the way. This is a plug for my own daughter here, ubeam.com. It is outrageous what Meredith Perry is doing with U-Beam. I'm so proud of her. And she's been working on this. She's got a company out in Santa Monica. And it is the coolest thing. It's sort of like Wi-Fi. Remember the days before Wi-Fi? You know, you had to have a plugged-in computer. Now you've got Wi-Fi. This is Wi-Fi for energy. Ubeam.com. So check it out. All right, Gracie Ann, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Harry, how are you? I have a question. I was watching on the television. They do a new procedure now called threading on a very thin needle. And I have the marionette lines. I'm 67. And what do you think about that new procedure called threading?
Well, wait a minute now. Gracie Ann, my chief of plastic surgery at the University of Chicago, Dr. Thomas Krizek, one of the great plastic surgeons of all time, he used to say that if you think you've invented something new, it just means you don't know how to read German. Because, you know, so many of the things we do were done years and years ago by other people, other nationalities, other languages. So you say this new procedure. Now, any of the possible things that you're mentioning are not new, but in my field, in plastic surgery, that doesn't stop people from getting on the news, getting on a TV show, saying we've got something brand new. So let's talk a little about this. Now, are you talking about placing the barbed sutures to lift up the wrinkle?
The marionette lines.
Okay, so we don't use barbed sutures for that. So I'm not sure, but there are three different things. Now, first I thought, when I saw you on the board, someone said that you explained it in a different way, that people were putting needles underneath the marionette lines and kind of ripping through those. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I watched it on TV.
Okay, so
they have like a thread around a very tiny needle.
Yep.
It goes in and the thread stays and pulls up the marionette.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about this. I believe you are talking about something called the incisionless wire release. Now, if you are, I actually wrote about that in my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, 10 years ago. 10 years ago. So not new. But if you're talking about that, it's something that I do. It's something that is a not particularly common procedure. I use it in the nasolabial fold and the marionette line. And what it is a type of a stitch that's made of wire that we place underneath the skin. And you ready for this one? We kind of saw it back and forth and lift up the fold, and then we fill that fold with a wrinkle filler. Now, I think that's what you're talking about. You may be talking about another type of procedure, which also is pretty old, and that's called the barbed suture. Now, the barbed suture, those were stitches that we put in underneath the skin, and we lift the nasolabial fold. We don't really lift the marionette line with those, because the marionette line is really tough to lift from way over in the side of the face. So I don't think you're talking about that. But be careful, because what you think it might be new might be pretty old. But regardless, I do the incisionless wire release. I think it has limited usefulness. It's not for everybody, but I've done it a number of times, and I do like what it does. But it's not for the average person who has a deep marionette line. What is for the average person with a marionette line, and by the way, if you don't know what a marionette line, not you, Gracie Ann, because I know you do, But listeners out there, a marionette line is that line between the corner of your mouth and the bottom of your chin. It's what Howdy Doody had. Remember the marionette? You have to be older than 50 to even know who Howdy Doody is. But all right, so that's the marionette line. And the best way to deal with that in 2018 is to fill it. And we have such great fillers now. And I use things like Restylane Lift or, one of the Juvederm products or one of those things to fill those wrinkles. And they stay filled for about a year or so. Hopefully I have answered your question, Gracie Ann. Have I?
All right. If you do that, right, you would not, like a person wouldn't have chipmunk cheeks because they put that filler in, right?
Well, let's hope not. Now, those chipmunk cheeks are due to, what's the word? Should I say inartistic or is it unartistic? What would the word be? It's when the surgeon or the doctor doesn't understand aesthetics and overfills. And in fact, one of my pet peeves in plastic surgery is what is called the liquid facelift, which is almost what you're describing, where people put so much of this filler into their face that the effect of like blowing up this little balloon lifts up the skin and you look like a chipmunk. You look terrible. Don't do that. And, I wonder who are the doctors that are really doing those procedures? They cannot be board certified plastic surgeons. And if they are, I'm sorry, they didn't go to my lectures. All right, so we don't make you look like a chipmunk. We want to put in the right amount of filler in a very aesthetic and a very artistic way. That's how it's got to be done. And sometimes it takes more than one procedure in order to achieve the right effect. Sometimes, and I tell my patients this all the time, we get people coming in and they say, well, I've got a wedding in 2 weeks and I want my lips to look really big. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen if you've got little tiny lips, because that is how you get those lips that look bizarre when you put too much stuff in at once. We can grow lips if you've got little tiny lips, if you want bigger lips, but it's going to take a number of sessions, putting a little bit of filler in at a time, waiting a month or so, and putting some more in. And that's how we get nice-looking lips without giving you that that fish-like effect.
Yeah, that overblown.
Yeah.
Dr. Perry, thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you, Gracie Ann. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, board-certified plastic surgeon, host of What's Your Wrinkle? Jan, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Well, not really a wrinkle. I have a question, and I apologize because it's plastic surgical-wise, but it's not really probably a good question.
All right.
I worked in plastic surgery for, well, through graduate school, et cetera.
Wait, hang on a second now. You're not enunciating clearly. So if I couldn't understand you, neither could all the millions of listeners. So say that again, whatever you said.
I'm just nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's just you and me on the phone.
I apologize. I understand that they're now using Botox for people who end up having a problem grinding their teeth and ruining their teeth. And I'm wondering about what type of doctor is the best person to go to.
Well, and that's a great question. So the condition is called bruxism. That's your cocktail hour word for the day, bruxism, B-R-U-X-I-S-M, bruxism. That's grinding your teeth. Very, very common. Sometimes people do it during the day, and a lot of times people do it at night. The dentists treat this all the time by fitting you with an appliance that can help that. But when you do it enough, you grind your teeth, and you also make your muscle, it's called the masseter muscle, pretty large. And I can diagnose that looking at my patients. They come into the office. I tell them, you grind your teeth at night, don't you? Because I see those big muscles on the side of their face called the masseter muscle. So here's what we do. Botox. It has been used. It is effective. It is very popular in countries such as Korea, Thailand, Malaysia, the Philippines. That's a common procedure. Not common in the United States. So I have to tell you, I have not done it myself. I would do it, I think. I have to think about that. But it involves, there was just a study that came out in the journal called Pain Research Management. I'm sure you read that. They saw a definite decrease in bruxism, grinding the teeth, with a single injection in each of those muscles. So who does that? You know, maybe an oral surgeon right now, maybe a dentist, maybe an ear, nose, and throat doctor, maybe a plastic surgeon, but not this plastic surgeon yet. So that is the story with that. It is effective. Most of the papers talk about four injections on each side, but this new paper said you only need one right in the middle of the muscle. All right. So there it is, grinding your teeth, yet another great topic here on What's Your Wrinkle? All right, we've run out of time. I know everybody's calling now. I wish this show was a little bit longer than this, but it isn't. So call next week. And I didn't get to all these new topics that I heard about at the plastic surgery meeting, the Aesthetic Society meetings. I guess that's going to have to wait till next week. And we'll talk about microneedling, especially next week. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. During the week, you can get a hold of me in my Franklin, New Jersey office at Somerset County, right in the center of the state. Or if you're in Manhattan, I'm on Fifth Avenue, right across the street from Saks Fifth Avenue. You can give us a call, 732-422-9600 or 212-753-1820. And please check out the website, perryplasticsurgery.com, and go to my daughter's website, ubeam.com. Great technology. You'll love it. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Great engineering, Bruce. Jennifer, thank you so much. Have a great week.